What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, NATA 2017 Expo here in Houston. I am speaking with Jamie Woodall. Jamie is, in my opinion, a PR expert. Jamie is very involved in our profession. Jamie, I am glad to have you on the broadcast again. She was on there with Josh during the month of March. We were talking about relationships as an athletic trainer, where you guys shared some of the ways that as a married athletic training couple, very involved in the profession, y'all just how you work that out. And that was sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/relationship or relationships, I can't remember. But it is my pleasure to have you back on here again as we're chilling at the Dragonfly booth, broadcasting live, last day of the conference. So we're going to be talking about PR. I want to know what are you currently doing with the NATA PR, and then where are we headed?
Great. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. I always enjoy doing this, and I always enjoy watching the show as well when I have that opportunity. So I am the NATA Public Relations Chair, and I have had the privilege to serve in that role for several years, and my term will be over in 2019, so I have 2 years now to finish what I've started. Very excited about it. I have a great committee that I work with. So last year, to explain what we have been working on in the past, the committee recognized that we needed a little bit more direction, deliberate actions. And so we went through a strategic plan process that started with a SWOT analysis. And we identified some strategic goals for the committee that we felt were very important for the membership. But one thing that we found from that is that there's a huge misconception about public relations as far as a committee within ourselves, some confusion there, and also with the membership. So one of the first things we're doing this year is trying to clear up that confusion. So public relations committee is a two-prong committee. The first prong is addressing our external stakeholders directly. So our decision makers, that would be our legislators, our administrators. Every setting has different external stakeholders. For the high school, that might be a booster club or PTA or the school board. That's going to look different for the college, for the pro sports, for the up-and-coming settings that are not as common as some of the others. So that's our first prong. The second prong is addressing an internal effect, and what we will do with that is address the internal membership and equip them with the tools to address their external stakeholders. So it's still an external stakeholder effort, but we will be giving the tools to the membership so that they can address their own external stakeholders in the way that's most appropriate for them. That being said, there is a third prong that people think belongs to us as PR, but it doesn't. And that's addressing the membership and informing them of what NATA initiatives are out there for them. That's really not public relations. That's more member relations. And that is a whole other animal. And so that is one area that we have decided we cannot take on as a committee. It literally would be a full-time job for a committee. And so we've identified who that should go to and who will be taking that on, and we'll be seeing that roll out in the next year. But for us, addressing external stakeholders is our big push. Now that we've identified that, we're going to be rolling out some really neat tools for the membership.
Okay, so in short, public relations relates to the public and not the group that's already here.
Correct.
Okay. All right, so public relations should be how you're relating to external stakeholders, how we as the membership, as an athletic trainer, should be relating, and how NATA as an organization is going to be relating to the public.
Bingo.
All right, cool. Interview's done.
Thank you.
All right, so you're going to be rolling out some really cool tools. What are those?
So the some of the really cool tools that we'll be rolling out is our toolkits. Right now, one tool that's already there for the membership to use is called the NATA Public Relations Resource and Style Book. It's a very long name. If you go onto the NATA website, and go into the search bar and just put NATA style book, you'll get to the link for that. And that style book is like a catalog of ideas that are setting specific and also for all membership. And so it doesn't, there's a section for, it doesn't matter what setting you're in, these are some ideas, but it's a catalog of ideas of how to reach your external stakeholders. It's a really neat deal. And I call it a catalog because each idea has a dollar sign attached to it to indicate how much money that initiative might cost. And so it's kind of like a catalog. The other thing is if it costs no money at all, that's indicated. So say your workplace has decided they want to provide some funds for an initiative. You can thumb through that catalog to determine what would work best for you. Now, if your workplace does not give you funds for that and you're limited in that area, then you can go through and find those ones that have no cost associated. Also indicated on each idea in that catalog is an impact potential. And so is it something that's just going to impact those in your workplace? Or is it community-wide, statewide, nationwide? So you get, there's stars that indicate what the impact on that will be. And then there's also an hourglass emblem. And that hourglass will indicate how much prep time it would take to do that idea. So say you have no time, no money, but you want to make a big impact. There are items in that catalog for that.
All right, so this is, it sounds like really good, right? It sounds like, all right, we've thought about all these different situations. We've kind of made it an easy map or key, whatever you call it, for you to understand. Where is this resource?
So it's on the NATA website. So if you go to nata.org, and then in the search bar, the link is really long, so I'm not going to try to tell you that with underscores and such. But if you go into the search section at the top of the website, you can type in NATA style book is what it's called, and you will get a link to a page. And that page that it takes you to also has some other resources, a communications toolkit, a video for NATA that just promotes what NATA has done in the past, to help just give you some tools to get started if you're interested in doing some PR for yourself.
All right, so I'm a big fan of Chris Shattuck, and I know that for the NATA month, they, like last year, 2 years ago, they had painted plywood and put it on top of the ceiling or the roof of the building, and Southwest Airlines flies right over, and so they, you know, anybody that just happened to look down at the right time, they would see NATM 2016 or whatever it was. So are things like that in there?
Absolutely. So we also have a National Athletic Training Month contest, and the winners of that contest, their ideas go into that catalog. And so the catalog is updated yearly with those new ideas.
All right. Sorry, I was distracted. You're so popular that you're killing the sound on the Facebook feed. So I don't know what's going on over there. But all right. So what are any other tools, any other initiatives that we're headed towards with the PR?
So now that we've done our strategic plan and we are going to move forward with the plan that we have set out for ourselves, then now we can actually have some deliberate initiatives that will make more sense for our membership. And so we have partnered with other committees and created liaison partnerships there. And so we liaise to the secondary schools, to governmental affairs, YP, the foundation, and also COPA. So there's five committees that we are a liaison to. And through those efforts and those relationships, we will be building tools based on what they see a need for. And so what we did find is that our committee, as diverse as we try to make it, does not represent every setting. It's just impossible. It's a district-based committee, not a setting-based committee. Mm-hmm. And so for us to reach out to those other committees that have the settings represented, they are able to give us some tools and some ideas to work on.
All right, so each person I've talked to that's been on a national committee has somewhat mentioned that that the committees are kind of changing to work together, to work more efficiently. So is that also a focus of the NATA, is that the committees aren't independent of each other, but they're communicating and cooperating?
Absolutely. During our strategic plan, we identified that as a need for our committee, is to be able to collaborate. And we did seek board approval for that, just being diligent and prudent. And that there was absolutely no question in their mind that we should be doing that. So a lot of support for that, a lot of collaboration.
All right. So in your cookbook or your style book, what is your favorite thing that is in there that you've seen?
That's a really good question. My favorite
or maybe
thing,
maybe one that sticks out to you the most.
There is a group in District 2 that gets to go to Good Morning America every year during March. I know that's a huge initiative, and it's a lot of work, a lot of relationship building, and I am so impressed every year that they do that. It seems to get bigger and better, and almost expected that they're going to get to do that. So that's probably one of my more favorite ones. We've also had some districts who are able to get the NATM logo on transit buses and trains, and so I know that that is a huge effort, and the exposure of what they are able to do with those. One thing that you will not find in the catalog is preaching to the choir. There is not a single idea in there that says that we put a bulletin board up in the athletic training room to describe what we did. Because most of the people who come into your workplace already know what you do.
Or they're at least asking you a question.
Right. They have found you already.
Right.
So they're on the right path already. So the ideas in that catalog expose you to the population outside of your workplace. And that is so important.
All right. Very good. Anything else you want to throw in there before we close it out?
Shameless plugs or anything? No, just as a committee, we've worked really hard on that document, really trying to make that a tool for the membership that allows you to have a jumping off point. Just because you do those things doesn't mean you have to turn those in for the contest. But we also have coined a phrase this week called More Than March. So our committee is going to be doing more things outside of that month. We have always been doing things outside of March, but we haven't exposed those very well. Mm-hmm. And so we are More Than March.
All right. Very good. I'm excited to see, you know, obviously this is kind of a public relations. I would think I know that most of my listeners are athletic trainers, but I also know that some of my listeners are not athletic trainers. And so this is a PR opportunity for me. And then I get to talk with different people. And I'm really excited about the opportunities that you guys are creating and providing, and the resources that the NATA is really focusing. Jamie, I appreciate all of the opportunities, the times that you share what we're doing here, the way that you encourage me as well. So thanks for joining us on the Sports Medicine Broadcast live at the NATA 2017 convention. My friend, my fellow Texan, Jamie Woodall, PR chair for the NATA 2017 Expo. All right, bye.
Thank you.